Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, and you are listening to, of course, the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know there's a lot of things that you could do with your time. You may be stuck at home. This may be like your last resort. You may be like, well, what the heck? I'm just sitting here. I have nothing else to do. I don't care why you're here. We're glad you're here. Thank you for coming, and we think we have a worthwhile broadcast for you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Of course, TalkStreamLive.com is a good option people like. Just put The Power Hour in the search. You'll see our logo, the TPH. It's really cool with a lightning bolt through it. Yes, it's a takeoff of Elvis a little bit.
It doesn't matter. I love it.
It's cool. It's great. It's red, white, and blue, of course.
Yeah, I think it's stunning.
And says it's all about the truth. So just click on that, and then you can reverse a couple podcasts. So it's very cool. So thepowerhour.com, listen live at the top. Sometimes people have trouble with that or their computer or whatever, or TalkStream Live. Sometimes they have a little easier. And we like to support TalkStream Live. They do really good work there. So either way, however you listen to us, I'm told I'm supposed to talk about our Facebook or YouTube channel. YouTube, search The Power Hour Radio Show. Then you'll see our logo again. You can click on there. Please join. It's a way that we can hook up with you and send interviews, what have you. Of course, Facebook, Power Hour Nation, Twitter, Power Hour Nation. I didn't even know we had a Twitter.
Me neither.
I wonder what people are saying. I have no idea.
About it right now. I got an account. I don't know how to use it yet, but I got an account.
I'm not a big fan. Part of me is, as long as I don't have to deal with it, I don't care. Part of me doesn't even want to support these people, but as long as it's there, let's use them.
Let's use them.
I mean, that's what they do to us. They use us. Let's use them.
I've only pushed about 150 people. I got 150 people, friends or whatever.
You got 150 friends on Facebook?
Whatever.
I don't even have a Facebook page, a personal one. I don't even have one.
I don't get it yet, but I just push the buttons.
Anyway, a lot to talk about. Glenn Parnham's here, a new type of silver, colloidal silver, nano silver. He's pretty excited. He's pretty fired up about it. I want to learn some more about it, so we'll talk to him in about 30 minutes. And then John Barber, he wrote, of course, his autobiography. We'll talk about that. He was the producer of Real People. He's interviewed tons of people in Hollywood. He knows lots of people in Hollywood. We want to do something a little different. No virus talk, no whatever. Just fun. Just ask John about different people. I mean, you can name a lot of big stars. He's either interviewed them or knew him personally or what have you. Frank Sinatra being one of them.
Yeah.
I'll just ask him some things. If you have some questions or what have you about maybe somebody he knew or didn't know or whatever, you can get those in. And then we're going to talk about news. Tomorrow is April 15th. That's the traditional day for tax day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to kind of pay a little homage to Joyce, and also because it's really smart what she did. Every year around this time, maybe a couple other times, she would talk about tax day. This is the day we wind the twine, turn it into rope, and tie the knot that becomes our noose. That's what she'd say, basically.
That's very good. I'd never heard that before.
She did it better than I just did, but that's what she, I can remember distinctly, being with her one time she said that, and I was so moved by it. And it's so true. We're looking at this virus situation, and, I'm all the time looking at videos and information, and people send me stuff, and there's no way I can get to it all, so if I don't respond or whatever, that's why. But one of the people I really love is Max Kaiser.
Oh, we love Max. Hope we can get him on soon.
Yeah, I don't know if we've even asked. I don't know if we've even tried. You asked Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try to get him on again. Yeah, I think we should. Anyway, he said a couple things, and I kind of put this together in honor of kind of Joyce and what have you. Okay, put aside the coronavirus for a second. Let's not even think about it. Let's look at the situation that we're in and see what we are really looking at. The result that is the object of this design, so to speak, if there is a design here, let's assume there is. The result is not a crash. You know, people say, oh, this is going to crash, that's going to crash. The object is not a crash. The object is inequality. That's the object. It's a form of feudalism, a neo-feudalism. There's a shift of wealth going upward. You know, you're unemployed. America, so to speak, is unemployed now at least 10%. I mean, that's at least, and that's these, you know, fake numbers. I want you to think about employment. Think about taxes. In a given year, America, do you know how much America pays in taxes?
All total?
Yeah. Do you know the tax revenue?
A trillion?
It's about $3.5 trillion, I think.
$3.5 trillion.
All total everywhere. Okay. It's about $3.5 trillion. Do you know how much it was? I think it was a month ago now. Do you know how much America printed in one week to keep the banks afloat?
$5 trillion.
$6.5 trillion, almost seven. Yeah. That's what they admitted to. I don't know what they really did or didn't do. That's what they admitted.
Correct.
And with FASB 56, if you don't know what that, Catherine Alston Fitz, her great work, the shadow economy going on, they don't have to tell us, quote unquote, by law. They don't have, there's no transparency.
No, zero.
So, but they did tell us they printed $6.5 trillion. Okay. You work a year, America, collectively you, America, works a year to give the government $3.5 trillion. With 0% interest, because that's what the interest is down to, they printed $6.5 trillion in 1 week. Do you think they need you?
No, heck no.
They don't care about unemployment. They don't care about you anymore. You have built this framework on your back, on your willingness, on your willingness to comply. Right. You know, there's that word, comply. Your willingness to comply and our ignorance has made it so the framework is all built. They don't need you. So what do you see right now, and the coronavirus is going to get blamed on this, but just look past it. They don't care if you're employed.
They don't care. Nope.
What do they care about? Well, we're going to give you a $1,200 check. You know, UBI, Universal Basic Income. It was proposed by, I think Bernie's talked about it, but definitely Andrew Yang was all over it, the new UBI. It, yeah. Other countries have talked about it. There's been experiments on it. You ever seen the movie Hunger Games? You ever seen that movie? They want to, there's some element where they don't care if you work or not.
Nope.
Let's just give them a check.
That's it.
And then if you sat there in the back part of your mind and you thought, well, then what good am I to the social whole, to the whole of this socialist kind of beehive mentality? What purpose do I serve? You don't serve any.
Zero.
You don't serve any. That's what I've been trying to... With all my heart, I've been trying to get you to understand. You know, there's certain talents I have, or certain whatever that put me here that make me a little unique.
I know one of them right offhand.
What?
I never seen anybody eat like you.
I'm a good eater.
You are an extreme. I put you. At the top.
Do you think that has anything to do with what we're talking about?
No, just
Bob in Kansas is ready to shoot you with a pellet gun right now. A BB gun, at least.
Yes. Sorry, Bob.
One of my talents is I can see and understand the founding of our country and what the difference is. As this is going forward, you can see the conflict and the contrast more and more. You know, 20 years ago, well, this is America. No, it's not America. Well, what do you mean? What are you? You some kind of lunatic? I don't even want to talk to you. What's next? So as time goes on, and this idea where, you know, well, for social good, we have to shut down church. Well, for social good, you got to have a tattoo of your vaccine. Well, for social good, you see where this is going? Your individuality, the dominion placed upon you as an individual that our founders adored so much, this principle that they adored so much that came straight from the Bible. You know, people say, well, we need to return to the Bible. I agree. We need to return to the Declaration of Independence, which is returning to the Bible.
Correct.
And people, you know, lecture about, well, morality. You know what the greatest immorality is? When you offend God by offending his creation in such a way. When you discard them and use them and abuse them and take that divinity and that creativity and individuality from them. You telling me that's less immoral than going out drinking at a bar Friday night or cheating on your wife? Because it's not.
It's not.
It's not. So when, see, I'm going to be pretty harsh on Christians or Christian churches in general, because their apathy and their ignorance on this and their unwillingness to confront these, whether it's the parish that's kind of pushed that, or whether it's the leadership that's pushing that, the congregation pushing that, it doesn't matter, because that's where we are.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing. This is the Bible. This is your religion. Liberty is your religion. There is nothing else. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Well, we need the Spirit of God. Okay, then we need liberty.
Yeah.
That's straight from the Bible. So, if unemployment, think about this question for a minute. As robot, you know, we're a little premature on this, but you can start to see the beginning of this with this kind of, well, we'll send you a check. We don't care if you're unemployed. They realize that millions of people for the new economy, the new planned economy, millions of Americans are completely redundant and unnecessary.
Yeah, not yeah,
completely.
They don't need them.
At all.
So what are they going to do with them?
They don't know. So we're going to give them a check.
Put them down in the basement of their mothers and fathers.
Well, they're going to, yeah, families are going to start living together to save costs or what have you. And that's where this is going.
Correct.
So it's we're one day from April 15th. And just like Joyce used to say, never forget, we wound the twine that we turned into the rope, that we tied the knot of the noose that we put around our own neck. And this is the plan for the neo-feudalism. The goal is not a crash. The goal is inequality, a feudal class.
Oh, yeah.
And who is the feudal class right now? Wall Street. You can see who is protected at all costs. If you do not talk about the central bank, which is completely tied into the IRS, completely tied in, if you are not talking about this, you're not talking about anything relevant when you're talking about America. Really, the world, not just America. Believe me, this is the world. IMF, same thing. Central banks, all these central banks. The central banks, they say, well, we're fighting deflation, so we're going to print more money. No, they're creating deflation by printing money. Because, one, the money is not getting down to you. You know, look how difficult. You see, when the banks wanted money, do you see how quick they get it?
They get it like this.
Even when the Congress wants to give you a check, you're all paltry. Well, we'll give them $1,000. You think $1,000, I mean, people have been in their house for a month,
yeah,
and $1,000 is going to solve everything?
Yeah. Wrong.
They just shut down the whole bit. Well, it's for your safety. Liberty's not safe, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty's not safe.
We could have handled this without being shut down easily.
Well, Brazil did. I don't know, but Brazil did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So why can't we?
Of course we can. Planned.
The stock market through 29 to 33 into 30, excuse me, 29 into 30, stock market went down about 30-something percent, kind of similar to what we've just seen. Mm-hmm. It bounced back up another 15-20%. And then for the next few years, it proceeded to go down 50% from there. Are we following the same pattern?
I think so.
Joseph Meyer thinks so, too. So I think we got two guests tomorrow, so I don't think we're going to have time for news talk about this on April 15th. And I know that the government has been, in their graciousness, has extended our time for to be able to do our own work and be their slave and fill out these IRS forms.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take today and in honor of Joyce and her wisdom and whatever. This is the neo-feudalism that is coming. And you say, well, what can we do? The solution to 90%+ of our political problems lies in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and it's tied to that, and the proliferation of that. And I want you to think, and I get emails about this, and I get people calling about this who want to tell me and lecture me, and I'm being a little, please forgive me if this is a little snappy, but I'm going to be a little snappy because the people who tell me this, they're wrong. And I love you, but you need to understand this. This is where the rubber meets the road in America. They tell me, you know, well, the Bible's more important than the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Okay, all right, you know, parts of it is.
Yeah.
Parts of it aren't. I want you to look at right now what just happened in Mississippi, what just happened in Kentucky. The Bible's still there. The Bible's there. Nobody's stopping anybody from reading the Bible, but yet they just shut down church. They just shut down church. You can't worship and gather together, and you can't execute the Bible. You can't follow the dictates of the Bible. Did the Bible protect you? Nope. And I'm not being flippant towards the Bible. I'm trying to get this through to you. Did the Bible protect those people?
No, absolutely not.
No.
If the people knew their rights. And
what's the only thing that would have protected? The only thing that can protect the people in America is either force or the law is the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Because the governors are going to say, well, we created a law, we created an edict, this is the law now.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. And that's why now you start to see the importance of the Bill of Rights, how it's connected to who you are in your creation and the Bible. If you have dominion, if you have authority, if you have divinity within you, then this chicken neck control freak cop can't come and shut you down and knock on your window while you're sitting in the parking lot of a church and give you a $500 ticket.
You can't do it. You can rip it up.
Do you see? You get it. You see how they go together? I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you can print out the Declaration of Independence, go print out the Bill of Rights, fold them together, fold them in half, and stick them in your Bible, and they are at least as important as 80 to 90% of your Bible.
Yeah.
Because they hold you in the position that God created you in. You tell me that's not divine. And that's where we are in America today.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Stalin didn't have any Christians back in those days. They killed them.
Well, in China right now, you can't even have a Bible in China right now.
Yeah.
See, you see where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. You see what's next. You see who they want to target. You can go be in your car in a liquor store. You can go be at the liquor store in the parking lot with 10 of you in the parking lot of a liquor store getting drunk, getting high as a kite.
Yeah.
But you can't be at a church listening to a pastor on a PA inside your car. Do you see what protects you? What protects the Bible doesn't protect you by law per se, by civil law. It protects you by natural law, it doesn't protect you by natural, it proclaims natural law. That's a better way to put it. The Bible proclaims natural law. The Bill of Rights is civil law. Do you see the difference?
It's the supreme law of the land still, no matter what they say.
Well, it'll always be to some people. I mean, whoever, it only lives and breathes in your heart. And you can see that, right? He certainly doesn't live and breathe in that cop's heart.
Nope.
So today, let's not spin the twine that turns into the rope and tie the knot around the noose of ourselves. Let's make that our goal. They don't need your taxes anymore. They don't need your employment anymore. You put about $3.5 trillion back into the government in a year of working. They just put $6.5 trillion in a week.
In a week.
Do you think they care about you anymore?
Nope.
They don't need you anymore. You've already built the infrastructure. The gallows is already built.
Yep.
And you got the steps and the axes there. And that, I mean, the whole thing. You remember the gallows like in the West? You've built it all.
Yeah.
On your backs. On my parents' backs. On my grandparents' backs. We've built it.
Yeah.
They don't need you anymore. And what we're seeing is exactly an execution. People will say, well, you know, okay, whatever. It's man-made. Now it's coming out. Remember we said that? Now it's coming out that that's being proven too.
Yeah.
They're actually admitting that because they can't deny it.
China admitted it.
If you wanted one statistic to stick in your mind, you put about $3.5 trillion into the government for working a year, America. A year of your life busting your butt and getting up and working. A year. They put $6.5 trillion in a week, and you didn't even say boo.
With a stroke of a pen.
Stroke of a keystroke.
Yep. Just add a couple zeros on your computer.
You think they care about you?
And that's been going on for a long time.
We do have a caller. I don't know we have a couple minutes for the break. Dave in New York, you're live on the air. You got a couple minutes, my friend.
Yeah, good morning. When they formed these, like the governor in New York State and the five other states out here, you know, are getting together and, you know, what they're doing now, and I use this on biblical intuitive, if you will. Joyce always appreciated, by the way. When they try to get rid of the Electoral College, and they don't want that around anymore, what they're doing here, and with California and Washington State and all, is they're going to basically, you know, eliminate what they wanted to eliminate in the first place was the Electoral College. The flyover people are of no consequence, and form this coalition between where all the populations are at this point in time, and basically just, you know, take away anything that you had as far as, you know, they're going to use that for the flyover people which I'm actually included in, because I feel like maybe from Logan Airport I am a flyover person. But here I am in New York State, and I'm a flyover person, because I'm not welcome here. They don't want Christians here. They don't want conservatives here. They don't buy, and they don't want you any place either, okay? But that's what they're doing with us, what they're doing now. Is they're going to, you know, that's their plan to eliminate the rest of us. It's just by consolidating these major populations on the West Coast and East Coast and eliminate, you know, what you thought you were going to vote for, have the opportunity to vote for. Does that make any sense, Daniel?
Absolutely. I mean, I think generally you're right on there. I mean, I think it's very intuitive.
Not really. Okay, I'll catch you. Hey, you know what? I was on Coast to Coast like almost a month ago now with another biblical intuitive. It was pretty interesting stuff, you know, and very, you know, if there's so many people, you know, are trying to get the word out and be a watchman on the wall, and that's the whole idea. You know, you warn people before things happen to them. Okay, it's not a fun thing, because what you have to say isn't fun all the time, but that's, you know, part of the deal I took on. Lowercase I again, it's not me. I stand on the giants of shoulders like L.A. Marzulli and all these other people that you have on your station. And I put other pieces together that they may not have noticed, but that's just part of what I do.
Dave, I agree with you. I didn't want you to give that impression. I agree with you. Absolutely. I agree with you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. We got about 30 seconds left before the break. It just struck me this morning. I was getting ready. You know, I was thinking of Joyce telling that story. I can, you know, see her in her, with her hands making the rope and all that. It's, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to put a robot to replace most of us. Not most,
yeah,
you know, it's going to go in,
it's
a lot. Most may be a strong word. They're going to go in stages. Cause that, why do you think they're doing this and they're floating out a check? They don't need you anymore. They don't need
it's
you.
All a simulation. See how we react.
They don't need you. Compliance. Compliance has gotten us to here. It's time to stop complying.
Correct.
Does that Bible mean something to you? Well, then stand on it.
Know your Bill of Rights, Constitution. Know it.
God bless you. Stay tuned. Glenn Parnham on the other side. Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this Eye Complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer that actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they're able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Oh, excuse me. Jeez. We got great silver products. We got a new silver product we're going to talk about with Glenn here in a minute. Of course, we have the Vitamin E Essential Digestive Plus, Astaxanthin, Silver Mist Humidifier, Vitamin D, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, Strauss Heart Drops, the cinnamon. I tried the cinnamon. It's been a long time since I tried the cinnamon. Actually tried the cinnamon. It's really good. Iron Earth for your soil. We're going to talk about that with Wayne tomorrow. Dr. Sherry Rogers, the Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, Willard Water, Oreganol, Oregaresp, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Purely C, Chagamax, and the new Silver that we're going to get into with Glenn Parnum. Glenn Parnum, of course, is a avid researcher and developer and just an all-around sharp guy who cares about people. I mean, and that's what we want. He's a clinical researcher with advanced studies in hormone biochemistry and director of research for international health. It's so good to have him on. Glenn, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, brother. And I have been a research specialist for 28 years in infectious diseases. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay, now I need to read something, brother. And this I have been told because I do a lot of radio shows and talk to my lawyers. So I have to say this to protect you against the fatal drug. So, I'm sorry, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. But anyway, I need to say this because you can guarantee you're being listened to. So I'm going to say it here, and forgive me, Lord, for speaking a lie, but I have to see, why does the FDA have the power to come in and shut down companies who are telling the truth? Because they have billions of our tax dollars, and they don't win with the truth. They win by crushing companies with legal fees. So the information and statements on this show today have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health condition. I recommend that you do not solely rely on the information I'm going to give you and present it on this show, and that you always read labels, warnings, directions before using or consuming any health product. Content on this show is not intended to substitute for advice given by a physician, a pharmacist, or other licensed healthcare professionals, okay? And then, but I'm also going to say, I specifically invoke my First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and of the press without prejudice. The information that I'm going to give today that you will receive, okay, is for informational purpose only and under the rights guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution for the United States of America and should not in any way be used as a substitute for the advice of a physician or other licensed healthcare practitioners. So, I have now...
God Almighty, are you done? Wow, well, that was lengthy.
Well, that is to protect you and to...
Thank you. I appreciate that you did.
Immediately, when this so-called coronavirus, which it's clearly been shown to be a bioweapon, the only thing we don't know, did the communist Chinese release it on us? Did we release it on them? Did the satanic deep state release it? And that's my opinion, okay? So that's the only thing we don't know, okay, is that who did it to who? The largest...
Well, that's... You know, I find it interesting when we first started talking about that, and that's what stuck in my mind. This is a man-made virus. This is a man-made virus. It has the HIV components in it. Now that's coming out even in corporate media. They're admitting, oh, well, you know, China was involved in it. And then other doctors are saying, well, because it has the HIV components in it, you can't make a vaccine for HIV because of the way it works. Even if you have antibodies, they don't work against it. So they can't make a vaccine against this either. So I find very interesting.
Well, but it's interesting. We can't make any claims as natural products, even though I have met. So I'm going to talk generically about what's called nano silver particles. There are absolute viral studies. Now, not on this particular novel coronavirus. On other coronavirus. Okay, coronavirus is a very generic term, and there are viral studies. Medical, published, all this, probably as long as my arm, that shows that nano silver particles, regular ones, and ours is very special, which we'll talk about in a minute, absolutely stops virus from spreading. Viruses are not alive, okay, but it stops them from replicating, kills all bacteria, kills all fungus, yeast, candida, mold, and mildew. And aren't they making a really big deal about this old drug to treat malaria? Wait till you hear the news on this. So, understand, and I'm looking at an article in front of me called Lockstep. The 2010 Rockefeller Foundation paper laid out exactly how they were going to bring us into a totalitarian world government. Now, when we talk about satanic families, we're talking God-hating, baby-killing, blood-drinking Satanists who hate everything to do with God.
Allegedly.
Well, and that they want to. So this 2010 Rockefeller Foundation paper said, in essence, I mean, it was a 50-page document, and there is also an investigative journalist. I have a video of him walking it through. But essentially it says this. Here's how we are going to collapse the United States into a totalitarian world government. And what we're going to start with is a pandemic. Then we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. And the this and this is that they talk about are the daily headlines. So out of my mouth, I'm saying if you listen to anything on mainstream media, because when this current administration has their daily meetings, okay, Trump is surrounded by the biggest liars, okay, and I don't know if you've talked about this on your show. Please notice, now, it's an election year, so, and they can't have these big meetings. The presidential seal has been removed off the podium, and the presidential flag is nowhere to be seen. Trump has lost his power. He's a figurehead. He's the CEO of the United States Corporation. Why wouldn't they have the presidential seal on the podium? Why is he surrounded by Andrew Fauci, the biggest liar? Look him up. And Fauci, because the ultimate goal of all of this is a forced vaccine with microchips. The Bill Gates Foundation, along with the Satanic United Nations, has a program going ID 2020. Look it up. And if your listeners, which have been pretty smart for a number of years, okay, if they haven't heard about it, look it up. We're talking vaccines with microchips, and Bill Gates, who happened to resign his position as the CEO of Microsoft, what a coincidence, and he's all over the news talking about, well, there's going to be a need for a digital certificate to prove you've had your vaccine.
Well, this is,
whatever.
Let me interject right there. I think that's, you know, Utah, this is what Kev, what was that, three, four days ago? Utah, if you fly into Utah right now, Salt Lake City Airport, and you land, they give you a form to fill out about, you know, your whereabouts, your connection to coronavirus, what have you. If you drive into Utah from Idaho, you know, what, Nevada, what are the other states? I don't know, Colorado. If you drive into Utah, you're geolocated and your cell phone pings and a form is sent to your cell phone for you to fill out. And I said how important this was because going with what you said, this is the first major step that we've seen here in this coronavirus about social credit, that you have to earn your social credit. You have to earn your ability to be in society by filling out a form and getting permission. So kind of go ahead.
Sounds like communist China.
Yes.
That's the whole plan. This has been laid out for decades. Look what they've done to the American population as far as collapsing the immune system. For decades, they have given us sugar, alcohol, pig, and let me step on some major toes. If you eat pig, you're going to die. Okay? 400 million pigs. Because China's dealing with...
Well, we're all going to die, Glenn. We're all going to die.
I'm talking about a very ugly... Okay? China has killed 400 million pigs trying to get ahead of this Ebola pig virus. And anybody stupid enough to think that that hasn't gotten into our food supply, the pig products at Walmart were tested. Most of them are loaded with a drug-resistant killer infection. You get it, you die.
There is no way. I want to back up what you said so you don't, so you're not hanging out there on a ledge by yourself. We had Dr. Llewellyn, which is a very profound doctor out of England. He's been involved in a ton of studies. And he didn't say it quite in the same words you're using because he's British, I think. But pretty strong words. He wouldn't eat pig with a 10-foot pole. He wouldn't eat pig if you paid him. And even now, especially with what just happened in China, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what Glenn is saying? And I don't want the magnitude to wash over you and kind of just trickle on down. They were testing the coronavirus and testing the different things. They were putting them in pigs and trying to get them to mutate so they can get a virus strong enough to where it could be a bioweapon. That's what they were doing. This is what is admitted. The tons of pigs over there have died. The pigs that didn't die, they've gotten into the food supply. They're desperate for pig. Anything that's oinks and got a hoof, they'll throw it into your barbecue sandwich or whatever. I want you to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. This is extremely important. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, every piece of pig has parasites in it, and now there's major international medical groups who've had to admit the number one cause of cancer is eating pig. End of discussion. History, bubonic plague. This is where the...
Who did that? Who admitted that? Who said that? Let's put that... Do you have that there?
What, the organizations who have said its number? Well,
yeah.
One that to me, I mean, look at who's we're listening to. The CDC, a private, for-profit vaccine corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. Private. And we give them billions of our tax dollars. They make about $6 billion a year on vaccines, and they're all tied in with this. World Health Organization, a communist Chinese person at the head of that, isn't even a doctor. So World Health Organization and other international medical groups published papers saying the number one cause of cancer is eating pig products.
Wow.
And if we go back in history, bubonic plague, what wiped out hundreds of millions of people, the favorite dish eaten in Europe was pork pie, pig pie. And this is where the original conspiracy theories against the Jews started. Only one group of people didn't get the bubonic plague. The kosher observant Jews who never touch pig. So I'm just saying that they have set us up for decades, lowered our immune system with the sugar and the alcohol and the processed foods and the glyphosate and the Roundup Ready and on. What a perfect biological weapon to hit people who have no immune system.
Okay?
Now, I know we don't have much time.
Hey, let me get a comment on that lockstep article. see, we talked about this before you came on the news. The government doesn't need us anymore. They don't need our employment anymore. They can print money at a stroke of a key. They don't need our taxes anymore. They don't care if we work or not anymore. So that document, that Rockefeller document, talks about collapsing the economy to create inequality. They don't care. Please make that point really crystal for everybody.
We're useless eaters. They have artificial intelligent robots that can do all of the labor. I saw one make 200 pizzas in about 15 minutes. Perfect. Every time.
No breaks.
Driverless cars. All that. We are useless eaters. They the science of eugenics. And Bill Gates is the worst of the worst. Okay? Another God-hating, baby-killing eugenicist who has said we need to get rid of 7 billion people. They're not hiding this. It's public knowledge out there. Look up the... Henry Kissinger, the worst of the worst. Control the world with oil. Control people with food. Are we moving into a food shortage? Yes. Are they going to kill millions and millions of people? Yes. Do they need us anymore? No. And if we don't push back, we're in trouble. But God is not going to leave us defenseless. Okay, it's just like what they're now finding out about the 5G. You got scientists and you have ICU doctors saying, wait a minute, I'm seeing people die. 80% of the people getting put on ventilators die because they're not having what he calls ARDS, the acute respiratory disease. They're dying of oxygen deprivation. That's a whole nother show, okay? But they've proven it. It's like he uses the example, it's like dropping somebody off at the top of Mount Everest with no oxygen equipment. That's what they're dying from. And there is a product, we're not going to talk about it today, that has published medical studies. It increases oxygen transfer of the hemoglobin. So, what have they done? You know, look over here while we do all this over here, because we want to get rid of you. The church is acting like a bunch of weak-kneed, no testicles whatsoever. And there are some people pushing back, but God's not going to leave us defenseless. So, what makes this new silver so impressive? So a quick story, because I know we only have a few minutes. Years ago, when Joyce was still alive, the first nano-silver product was invented by the original research biochemist. His name is Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and he consulted with a company, American Biotech Labs. He created the 10 part per million nano-silver product and got it patented for them. Well, because I live in Phoenix, and I wanted them to private label, I was flying back and forth from Phoenix up to Utah. I met Dr. Gordon. I mean, brilliant, 4 PhDs, a leading virologist in the world. I mean, this guy is top of the top, and I met him. But it was interesting, okay, because he was saying back then, now, we don't have the tech, So he did the 10 part per million. Then other companies who wanted to get into that new industry paid him to consult with them. He is the one, because up until recently, we had a 40 part per million nano silver product. He invented that. He got that private label for us from another company who was also manufacturing the 200 part per million that you guys carry. Everything to do with nano silver technology was invented by Dr. Gordon Pedersen. End of story. He's the one who did it. But I remember him saying, and it didn't really hit me that much, but he said, when you add nano silver to regular water, it turns the water slightly acidic, not dangerously so. But he was saying back then, we don't have the technology yet. But he says, I'm sure from my initial research, if we can ever create an alkaline structured water base and then add the nano silver particles to it, it would be much more effective against every pathogen in the world. Well, he kept researching. He kept consulting for other companies, and he discovered how to make an alkaline structured water base that you put the nanoparticles in, and they have the frequency, everything like that. But it's the only alkaline structured water-based product out there. So now we have the 30 part per million, which is slightly less than the 40. But then he did research on it. This guy is a major researcher, okay? And he tested against other products as high as 500 part per million. And it blows them away as far as effectiveness. Now, I'm not making any curing claims, Mr. FDA listening. This has been proven. So let me tell you, and of course, this only happens outside the United States, okay? Because when you get into the borders of the United States, you can't make any claim. So let's talk about what Dr. Gordon is doing right now. He's traveling all over the world, being invited in by governments. He was just in Egypt because they're having a major problem in the Middle East with drug-resistant infections, to the point where soldiers get a minor wound, like in their leg or their torso or their arm, and they're losing the legs and the arms. The drug-resistant infection set in, and they can't do anything but cut off the limb, or they die, and some of them do die. So a scientist in Egypt heard about the research, because there is Harvard paper, published paper, that says when you add his nano-silver alkaline base to an antibiotic, it makes it 1,000 times more effective. I'm not making a claim. That's what the Harvard paper said. So they invited him over to Egypt to be the keynote speaker with hundreds and hundreds of doctors from all over the Middle East who are wound specialists and surgeons. So he's the keynote speaker. He showed them all the proof. They did testing, and the nation of Egypt turned his product into an over-the-counter pharmaceutical product, and their initial order was 50,000 units. It's now being used all over the Middle East. So he flew from there to Morocco, and then he flew from Morocco all over Africa. Now, and he made this short video, and he's on the jet plane, and he has his cell phone, and he said, look, I'm not a rich man. I don't have a private jet, so I'm flying on a Petri dish. It's called an airliner. Here's how I protect myself. So he said, if I know I'm going to be around people, I take 2 tablespoons twice a day, 12 hours apart, of the liquid, super silver, okay, his liquid silver. Then he says, I have a gel. And he said, it gives you a 5-hour protection on your hands, okay, but then he says, I also rub it around my face and around my tear ducts, because it can enter through the tear ducts. Then they have proven that if the silver molecules stay in contact with the throat tissue for at least 2 minutes, nothing can get down your throat. So he says, I suck on the lozenge, and then he held up this little nebulizer because, you know, like when I did these shows with Joyce, we used to sell hundreds of these nebulizers, okay? So whatever nebulizer you have, and
We need to sell those again.
We have a little $33 one is perfect. I'm trying to get more sources of them. They're very hard to get.
Okay. All right. Continue. We've got about 2 minutes, so go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So anyway, he says, this is how I protect myself. So, and he's flying all over the world, and you're on a Petri dish. So anyway, why was he in Africa? Because I have a video. I'll send it to you. This has to do with malaria. Malaria is a parasite, and they're making a big deal of this hydroxychloroquine, whatever, okay, helping with the virus. And again, the virus ain't killing people. Keep this in mind. But they had done a study before with a 100% remission of malaria within 5 to 7 days. So he went to Africa. They're working with an African doctor who lives in L.A., half of the year and spends the rest of the time in Africa because, malaria is the leading killer of children under 5, costs $40 billion a year, and they gave this doctor hundreds of bottles of the silver. He went down. He conducted his study. 100% remission within 5 days, taking 2 teaspoons twice a day. So now he's back down there, and they're doing the backup journaling, because when you do a peer-reviewed double-blind study, you have to reproduce it. You have to give it to a group of your peers. They have to be able to reproduce it. That's what they're doing now, which then is going to get published, and that's when I'm going to tell the FDA, excuse me, go stick it. I have the gold standard peer-reviewed medical study that this silver product has been proven to put the number one killer in Africa into remission within 5 days with 2 teaspoons twice a day. Okay, so that's, and again, what makes this different? The alkaline structured water base. And please do not believe anything you hear on TV. This stays alive on a hard surface, a doorknob, a handrail, a grocery cart. Do not touch your bare hands. So either get the gel on it, that gives you 5-hour protection, filling up with gas, okay, or wear a glove. Cardboard boxes that come in can be on there for a couple of days and live, okay? You've got to understand they want
there's the music
to spread, and they're lying about the death rate.
You think the death rate is much higher, or what are you saying? Quickly.
The doctors are coming forward saying we were told if we did not put on the death certificate, COVID-19, when they died of something else, we'd lose our jobs. The death
Glenn Parnum, International Health, at the Power Mall, all these great new silver products. Check them out. 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products.